This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We start today with an article that Bill Barnwell wrote for ESPN.com. Of course, one of their senior writers, one of the smartest guys talking about writing about football in the entire business. And he did an article that described the Myles Garrett sweepstakes. And ultimately, at the end of this very long article, he has three teams that he thinks should be the biggest contenders for Myles Garrett. And amongst those three teams, guess which team he says should be the number one landing spot for Myles Garrett?
The Washington Commanders.
Indeed.
Yes, sir.
Indeed. He says...
We are the Commanders.
...should pursue Myles Garrett. The deal that he offers up, and I think what's cool about Barnwell's article, and this is in classic Bill Barnwell in-depth fashion, where he's got all of the angles, because it's not like a Commander should go get Myles Garrett article. It's a, here is a complete guide to the Myles Garrett sweepstakes article. So he's got some historical precedent in terms of other stars that have been traded around the same time in their careers and what the trade returns were. And he goes in depth on some of the caveats, like Darrelle Revis was a much cheaper trade, even though he was at the best corner in football at the time, defensive player of the year type of guy. But he was also coming off a torn ACL when he got traded back in the day from, I believe it was New York, the Jets to New England. You know, Randy Moss was around the same age when the Oakland trade, but whoopsie daisies, the Raiders thought that Randy Moss was done, and then he goes to the Patriots and has the best season of his career. So like there are some caveats on some of these, but you go back in time and there's three team deals and all that. He then talks about some of the teams that could potentially get along or get be a part in three team trades and why they could be appealing. But he ultimately gets to the soup and the nuts of it at the end of it and says that the Washington Commanders are his favorite team to you know, he's got like a maybe group, the teams that put Garrett or that Garrett puts over the top. And those are the Bills, the Lions, the Chargers, and the Eagles. And then he just says, yes, the sweet spot. These are the other teams that should be interested in a Garrett deal and have one key advantage over the other organizations I mentioned above, a cheap quarterback. It's easier for teams on a rookie deal on rookie deals that are hoping to compete to go after him, given that they're paying their signal callers about $40 to $50 million less than the going rate for veteran passers. That's a lot of salary to spread elsewhere around the roster. So, the three teams are the Chicago Bears, the Indianapolis Colts, and the Washington Commanders. And he starts the Commanders right up with, I've saved the best candidate for last. The Commanders are the most obvious and consequential landing spot for Garrett. They have the championship potential, the financial flexibility, and the clear and obvious need for pass rushing help. And I would just like to, before we go any further with this discussion, Anthony, say that it is February 13th, 2025. And I would like you to think back to your mental state on February 13th, 2024. when it comes to the Washington Commanders. And imagine that I say the following sentence a year later, and that nobody would bat an eye at it. They have the championship potential, the financial flexibility, and the clear and obvious need for pass rushing help. You'd be like, yeah, they have financial flexibility and clear and obvious need for pass rushing. Wait, did you say championship potential?
Yeah.
We are 1 year into this. This time last year, Jaden Daniels was 2.5 months from becoming a Commander. And this is where we are. Speaking of Daniels, Barnwell writes, all of this starts with Daniels. The rookie sensation is still on a bargain deal for 3 more years before the Commanders would even have to consider a fifth-year option. That means 2027 is the year that we're concerned about in terms of, oh, God, we got to pay the quarterback a lot of money. They have $80 million in cap space in 2025. And again, that $80 million is worth caveating on two fronts. One, it's not as much as it sounds like because they have so many players they need to sign. It's also more than it sounds like because John Allen can get cut, created an extra $16 million to cap space at $0 in dead money, and that feels very, very likely that that could happen. You also have to think about how they were able to get most out of guys like Dante Fowler, who was on a $3.3 million deal last year. Dorrance Armstrong, you know, he's obviously in-house. And then you've got Alan Payne and Newton already on the inside. They need that chess piece. They need that movable piece on the outside. And Barnwell talks about how that has always been the key to getting the absolute best out of a Dan Quinn defense, is whether it's a Bobby Wagner in Seattle first time around, like young Bobby Wagner, whether it's Micah, guys like Earl Thomas, like having these movable chess pieces is how you get the most out of a Dan Quinn, or in this case, a Dan Quinn inspired and assisting Joe Witt defense. And so I think reading that article was interesting because The Athletic put out that thing that we talked about, you know, a week ago or whatever it was, where it's like two picks and a player, or two picks and two players even. And Barnwell seems to think it might just be one player and one pick, that the starting point is going to be a first rounder. And I think if you're Washington, that's going to be harder to sell, because your first rounder is 29, so you might have to be, you know, giving up. What was I going to say? You might have to give up like two firsts, where another team might only give up one. Because if you're, for instance, fighting with Chicago and Indy, Chicago's got a top 10 pick. So how do you make your deal sweeter? And I think the ability to potentially get a third team involved, or the potential to include a larger package because your pick just is not as valuable, might be, you know, that ultimately I think is going to be the decision that Adam Peters has to make if the Browns open up this trade sweepstakes.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at it from a Commander standpoint, though, and what, you know, Adam Peters was able to do and what he's done, you know, in the past in terms of building through the draft is also, you know, that balance of whether or not we can find, not to say we're going to find a Myles Garrett, but we know if we do end up, you know, pursuing Myles Garrett, the risk of giving up two firsts or, you know, three firsts or whatever the case may be. I think we were talking earlier and I wouldn't mind giving up one first, maybe even two. But I think when you start to, you know, talk about more picks and, you know, multiple rounds and things of that nature, I think that's where I get a little scared, just because.
For sure. You have to replace those guys. Yeah. Because Miles, for as great as he is, can only play one position. He can't play, or one position at a time. He can't play. He can't play, be your left tackle and your defensive end and your defensive tackle. But none of the things that you give up are going to turn into Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
None of the individual pieces. All of them are so much more replaceable than Myles Garrett. It's ridiculous. And if you're Cleveland, that's why they're currently like, we're not trading him, right?
Yeah.
They're like, if we give up Myles Garrett, we've lost the trade because we've given up Myles Garrett. Now, for them, they're also not winning anything anytime soon. So for them to give up Myles Garrett now, get maximal return, and push the target down the road is actually probably the smart play. But for a team like Washington that some fans seem to have already forgotten, that are so hesitant, oh, we can't mortgage the future. Like, future's here, pal. Like, they made the NFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not to say you should go crazy. Not to say you should do short-term everything. But you're not trying to kick the can down the road. You're like, oh, there's the can. We found it. Let's see what we can do right now. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We take some calls on that next before Dan Pizzuta joins us coming up at 4:30. Talking free agents as he's just dropped his NFL free agency list top 100.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.